Once again, we have the privilege of being before you to share a word from the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, I was told by Brother Leggett that we were just going to have an abbreviated service during this period. And I'm really not an abbreviated preacher. So I got up and I left my lesson over there. So I'm just going to make a few comments and on the text that I want to use. And then we'll go on in the rest of the service, because I got more I want to say later on.
Amen.
As we get around to placing our elders in their office. I want to talk to us for a few minutes on the subject, workers together with God. Now we need to realize that the work we're in is not ours as individuals. We are workers together with God. 2 Corinthians 6:1. Now, the text I want to use is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
Okay.
Now, we all are familiar with the Corinthian church. This church had a lot of problems. One of the main problems she had, though, was the problem of division. And division will tear up the Lord's church. It will do it in the day that Paul had to challenge them, and it'll do it in our day. And so it's important for us to learn that we are not working against each other. What we need to recognize is that we're all on the same team. And God's team must pull together in order to accomplish what the Lord would have us to do. Now here in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul said, "I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." And then he tells them why. "For ye are yet carnal." And I hope that we can get carnality out of the church.
Amen.
We got too much carnality in the Lord's house.
Amen.
He says, "You're yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? And while one saith, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth the one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." And I want to say that this church was in the mess that it was in because the members were divided over the preachers. And they need to recognize that these preachers were not against each other. Now, I don't know. Apollos might have been the best preacher. When I read about him in Acts 18, the Bible said he was a man of Alexander, but he was eloquent in the scriptures and mighty in the scriptures and all that. Sounded to me like he was a real preacher. And I don't know, Paul might not have been all that. But all what I do know is that these preachers went against each other.
All right.
They were on the same team. And even though the church was going to divide over the preachers, one after Paul, one after Cephas, another after Apollos, and then some said, well, no, we're going to follow Christ.
Yeah.
And Paul had them to understand that there are a lot of things I need to say to you, but you're not able to bear them yet.
All right.
And the reason for it is because you are carnal-minded.
Yeah.
And we today are looking for men and women who are spiritual-minded.
That's right.
And not so much of this carnality.
Yeah.
Now, Paul wanted them to know that he wasn't able to help them the way he really wanted to because of their attitudes.
Yeah.
There was envy and strife and divisions among them. And any church that have envy and strife and division is a playground of the devil.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And if you're not careful, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm challenging you today that if there's any of that, we need to repent.
Amen.
And let the church pray for us that we get this out of our heart.
Amen.
Now, this matter involving envy can put you in the hospital because of worry and stress over things that don't mean much. Now these folk were about to tap the church over the preachers when they should have been working together. And I'm challenging you here at Raven Street, get on the same page.
Amen. Amen.
And work together for the Lord.
Amen.
You're not working for yourself.
Amen.
You're not the one that's going to save anybody.
Amen.
The Lord's going to save the people.
Amen.
And let me tell you this. We need to quit trying to do God's work without God's help.
All right.
We need to be mindful of what the Lord wants and be prayerful in what we do so that God can be pleased with our efforts.
Amen.
And then we're going to be able to do that only if we learn that we've got to do it together.
Amen.
So Paul then had them understand that he raised the question, who is Paul and who is Apollos? And then he answers by saying, they're just ministers by whom you believe. And that's true whether we're talking about Leggett, Lewis, or Kirkendall, or anybody else. We're just ministers. We're all servants of God. And we are serving the same God. And we need to get a lot of this envy and strife out of our life. And get it out of our heart. And get it out of our churches.
Amen. Amen.
So that we can move together with God.
Amen.
And so Paul had them to understand that neither is he that planteth anything, nor he that watereth. God is the one that gives the increase. And you know, Brother Leggett, I travel a fair amount, and I've gotten to the place I don't care much to go to the national lectureship. Because all the ideas that brothers are getting around popping off about what I've done. And I baptized this and I've baptized that. And we need to recognize that we haven't saved nobody. If anybody is saved in the Church of Christ, the Lord saved them. All you did is what the Lord commissioned you to do, and that is to preach the word, and we need to get back to doing that.
Amen.
Have our witness here?
Amen.
Somebody know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
We need to get back to doing what the Lord requires of us to do.
Amen.
And I've had people many times ask me when I preach in meetings, nobody's baptized. Well, don't that discourage you? I told him, no, it doesn't discourage me. I want somebody to be baptized, but that's not in my hand. The only thing in my hand is what God commissioned me to do. And that is to preach the word, be instant in season and out, reprove, rebuke, and exhort all long-suffering and doctrine. And that's what I do. And it's up to the individuals then who hear as to what they do about it. And so we leave it to them. The Bible still says it takes God to give the increase. We can only do what God commissioned us to do. So you have a great task here. You're in the process of transition.
Yes.
And it's going to take some time for things to settle down. But let us be prayerful.
Amen.
Be spiritual.
Amen.
And learn that you must work together.
Amen.
To accomplish what God wants done.
Amen.
And because if Satan can start a fight anywhere, he's going to do it.
Amen.
And he won't stop until somebody is hurt. Either their feelings are hurt, or they'll want to leave the church and all of these kinds. We got young folks around here. We got young Christians. They need to be encouraged.
Amen.
They don't need to see fighting among the old folk who've been in the church for years.
Amen. Amen.
I'm still smiling. I'm trying to say it nicely. But we need to stop all this nonsense. And get on about the Lord's business.
Amen.
Well, Paul tells us that we are to be laborers together with God. And remember, we won't do anything on our own. We're going to always need God's help. Whatever it is we have, we're going to need God. Now, if you want to hear this sermon the way I normally preach it, I got it in my bag over there. Invite me back. And I'll take about 40 minutes to really lay it out for you. And working together with God. Now let me just say before I take my seat, somebody in here may need Christ in their life.
Amen.
When I look at you, you look just fine to me, but I can only see what you show me. God sees the heart. If you need the Lord in your life, you're not a Christian, you need to obey the gospel.
Right.
You need to hear the message about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How he came to this earth, how he lived and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Buried, rose again the third day according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for you and I. He haven't committed no sin.
Oh.
He did it so you could be saved.
Yeah.
You need to believe that with all of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to change. The change is called repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Turn away from sin and turn to the Lord. Confessing Jesus before men to be the Son of God and submitting to baptism in water for the forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
Now that's the simple terms of salvation that we find in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now you may have done something else if you're in some other church.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't find that church teaching this.
Amen.
They teach something else on how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get there, you're in the wrong church.
That's right.
You need to be in the church that the Bible talks about. And that is the church of Christ. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel according to the teaching of the Bible, we encourage you to do so. Even today. If you're a Christian who need to be restored, don't be fooling around and holding hatred and stuff in your heart. Come on and repent and be restored and let God help you. Get you back on the right track. All you got to do is repent of what you're doing is wrong and turn back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Confess your faults one another in prayer, one for the other, just be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might just need prayer.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things going on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to do with your job, or might have to do with school, or something else. Maybe it's for someone else, not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, the Lord can help.
Yes.
The Bible says to cast all your cares on Him.
Yeah.
Because He cares for you.
Yeah.
We're going to invite you to come and take a seat on the front pew. Now, I noticed this morning, nobody came down and took a seat on the front pew. 10 people stood up in the audience and they were jumping up all over the place. That's why we invite you to come forward. If you want us to come, come and let it be known. We hear what you've got to say. But we don't have to be just like jumping jacks. Somebody jump up and they never... No, come on down and let it be known if you want. We're not trying to discourage you, but we're trying to encourage you so we can do things decently and in order. Amen, somebody. I know y'all didn't care much for that, but that's it. That's where I preach at home. So, if you want to respond to the saving invitation, we encourage you to do so and do it right now while together we stand and sing.